To believe that Jesus is the Messiah is not the same thing as understanding what it means to be the Messiah. And that's what's unfolding in these verses today. From now on until the end of Mark's gospel, the focus is going to be an instruction in which Jesus will reveal the mystery of his vocation to be a suffering Messiah who will lay down his life for his people, and the disciples' vocation to follow him. As Mark sets up this last part of the gospel, it becomes a journey to Jerusalem. So now there's a change in place. Until now, Jesus has been in Galilee, but now he heads to Jerusalem, knowing what lies ahead. That journey is going to be long and hard, and even when they reach its climax of the cross, the disciples still did not comprehend the message of Jesus or understand what this Messiah had come to do. In the structure of Mark's gospel, Jesus will tell them three times what is coming, and three times they fail to understand. Finally, there will be the healing of a blind man, and that prefigures the coming sight of the disciples, who will finally be able to see what he means and what he asks. We sit here in this church again, just like those earlier disciples sat in an upper room. It's as though no matter what he says and what he does, we just fail to understand what this Messiah has come to do and what he has become by his presence among us. Too often, those earlier disciples were like them. We want a Messiah who's going to rescue us, to do what we ask, to give us what we want, and especially respond on our timetable. When that doesn't happen, because that's not what this Messiah is all about, they leave. Disappointments and tragedies strike. And failing to grasp the meaning of the incarnation, the coming of the Messiah, some give up in anger and walk away. They may well have believed that Jesus was the Messiah, the one sent to save, but they don't understand what it means to have that Messiah among us. My friends, this is why the cross is so important to us, so revealing to us, and so precious, because it leads us deeply into the wonder of discovery and the awesome mystery of God, who has chosen to suffer with us, chosen to know betrayal and denial, chosen to know what it means to be abandoned, to be unjustly condemned and humiliated. We have to get to Jerusalem with Jesus to understand his messianic work, which is not to excuse us from life and all that life can throw at us, but to go with us through every trial to that ultimate day of deliverance, Easter. The Messiah we have been given is no comic book hero who sweeps down and makes everything perfect. That's what Peter and his friends were expecting. But the Messiah we've been given is one who looks like us, who feels like us, suffers what we suffer, and dies as we shall. Yet he remains faithful and obedient to the Father. But do not make a mistake about this. That obedience does not imply that God ordered him to be killed. Those first disciples who stayed, listened, and watched, they had the love and faithfulness to remain on the road with him, and that's all that's necessary. stay on the road with him. When we stay and listen and watch all the way on the road, always with him till the end, we will discover that the end is really the beginning, and all things will be made new.